Chantel Keene runs a food pantry outside her home on Whitley Drive in Mount Pearl. Keene has been running the pantry since October. Since then, the demand has been keeping her busy every day.
I'm usually out there 3-4 times a day trying to top off the pantry with a few things.
Keene stocks everything from canned goods to school snacks for kids. She receives donations from the community and even those who have used her pantry before.
They come running, and I've had people drop off a box or two of things, and I've seen families who have utilized our pantry, and then a couple of days later, they're donating what they can.
Despite support from the community, Keene says it's hard to keep up with the demand since the price of living has increased.
It is hard. It is definitely hard. Basically, it boils down to we need, you know, lower cost of food. I mean, the bills have gone up. So things that we take for granted every day, I mean, it is very difficult for families.
Keene isn't the only one struggling to keep up with community pantries. Cindy Hall runs multiple pantries in Mount Pearl. Hall stocks community care kits filled with hygiene products throughout the city. Now, she's stocking more food in her pantries to keep up with the demand.
The demand has been really kind of insane, and it's really sad to see. Every time I check the boxes, they're usually empty.
Hall says the increased cost of gas, food, and housing is responsible for the increased use in her pantries.
The combination of all of them is a lot on one person. And if you're debating whether or not to pay your heat bill versus the extra box of Kraft dinner, you're going to pay your heat bill.
Keene and Hall say that in order to keep up with the demand, community support is essential.
I think everybody needs to be doing something. It doesn't fall to just one person. That's just never going to work.
Sarah Danny Strickland, Kicker News, Mount Pearl.